In company news, lockdowns and trade restrictions due to COVID-19 weighed on Barloworld's trading to March, hitting the group's interim results as the business recognized 1.7 billion rand in impairments, which took it to a 1.5 billion rand loss. Company CEO Dominic Sewela joins us on the line now. Dominic, thanks so much for your time this evening. So in my conversation with Martin, we were alluding to what a productive economy looks like post COVID-19. You're amongst those at the coalface, and seemingly there's little choice in the matter. Leaner, meaner operating machines are imperative right now, right?
Certainly. Given the fact that we are worst impacted, due to exposure to tourism, both local and international tourism, and also to the heartbeat of the South African economy in terms of consumer spend, when you look at our motor retail business, so when the consumer confidence largely being driven by post events where most employees are going to be losing their jobs, because it's actually a very tough, economic trading environment pre-COVID, and it's been further worsened, by COVID and the fact that we've had a credit downgrade. So things are going to be tight, in the next 18 to 12, 24 months.
With that, Dominic, you're targeting 400 million rand in annual cost savings. Where does that come from?
In essence, we had taken salary cuts, starting with myself. That's going to, provide some savings. We said we'll do that for a year, starting the 1st of May. Some of that will come through this last 5 months. But we've cut back on CapEx, we've cut back on expenditure. And we've spoken to various parties like our landlords, to defer, certain, rental payments, just to ensure that, as we go through a retrenchment process, mm-hmm. We are able to fund that on a net basis. That's where, that number of 400 comes from once you've taken into account, implementation cost.
Let's home in on that retrenchment process that you're underway with. With a quarter of your staff potentially on the chopping block here, Dominic, where does that leave you when it comes to being able to cater to demand once that ramps up again? Or is that simply too far off to be a concern for you right now?
I think, as I've said, if you look at, our rent-a-car business, where we are likely to actually take up to 60% of our employee, we are not seeing a return in the short term. And if it does, it's not going to be quick. And hence we're talking 18 to 24 months.
Okay.
And motor retail will be the next, and then, followed by logistics as well as equipment.
Yeah. On the logistics front, I mean, you're a business that has sight of global freight movement. To what extent has easing of restrictions alleviated pressure on that end, if at all?
Actually, to a certain extent, we started seeing, our freight improve. Because of our trading and forwarding business, we are able to see that. And because, similarly, we felt it earlier, when COVID hit China, that, as early as February, we were beginning to see trade, slow down. Now, we can say that, probably we have picked up more than 50% of the inbound trade.
Yeah. Overall, though, what a reduction in demand for a prolonged period of time will translate to is pressure on prices. How much of, that pressure are you buffering against right now? And what I want to get to is whether the 1.7 billion rand impairment that you've taken is going to be enough at the end of the day.
I think that impairment really relates to, goodwill and intangible. Due to, at a point in time, we had acquired businesses like Avis and Bucyrus, and when you now forecast the cash flow over the next 6 months, basically we're saying we're not going to be able to see us justify hold that goodwill. I don't think we'll see further impairments in our business post September. And I think that would be enough. I think key here is not so much so that, but more how much can you stem, the cash burn in your business when you don't have a top line, coming through? And to what extent can you ensure that you basically, have sustainable cost cutting, not just cost containment? And I think that's what's going to be critical, over the next, period post-COVID, once we've been able to retrench and see if indeed the business is going to improve slowly like we expect, You know, so if it's going to, you know, prove like we've modeled, we believe that we will be fine because I think, you know, on the funding and liquidity and solvency side, there are no issues there. It is really saying the current portfolio of business, can it be able to sustain itself?
Having said that, are you surprised, Dominic, at what this period has revealed as far as your areas of exposure are concerned?
I think, you know, given the fact that I've been in the business for more than 29 years, I've never seen something like this. I've survived, you know, a global financial crisis, you know, and basically you had to move fast as well. But I think what this has done has created an element of fear, you know, where people can't travel, you know, this whole issue of lockdown is something we've never seen in, you know, at least I can say in my lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, and to that extent, that's where the surprise element came from.
And it's that's impacting where you spend and where you don't. I know we've talked about where you're cutting back and that keenly non-essential capex. Where do you spend?
I think you want to be spending where you think there's growth. You know, I think there are certain segments like our equipment business in both Russia and some pockets in South Africa where we will likely to spend and make sure that, you know, it is an essential, you know, capex that support revenue growth.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, Dominic. All the best in charting your way forward amidst it all. That, of course, Barloworld CEO Dominic Sewela.